This is Dakota Datebook for September 1st. The grandeur of the plains is more subtle than most landscapes. It appeases the need for simplicity, filled with absences. Quiet, modest, and if one is not accustomed, lonely. However, for a faithful lover of the prairies, it holds not loneliness, but peace. This peace appealed to a group of Franciscan sisters who made their home in Hankinson, North Dakota in 1928. On this date in 1926, the location for the sisters' intended community was selected. The Mother House would be a foundation in the United States where the community of sisters could receive and train women for future service as educators, seminary leaders, and aides in hospitals and homes across the country. The Sisters of St. Francis of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, although humbly nestled into the rural landscape of southeastern North Dakota, have a story that reaches across centuries and continents. The convent was the first and only North American province of the Franciscan Sisters of Dillingen, whose story began in 1241 in Bavaria. On one lot of land with a cabbage patch and a meadow along the banks of the Danube, the sisters began their long history of service. Over the centuries, the sisters combated fires, disease, and military sieges, and merged into the 20th century facing a new challenge, coming to America. In 1913, the sisters were invited to Collegeville, Minnesota by Abbot Peter Engel. The community of Benedictine monks needed help with food preparation and laundry services for St. John's Abbey, as well as the 400 young men who attended university there. The sisters in Dillingen willingly accepted the call, sending 24 sisters across the Atlantic. The promptness was not driven so much by the need at St. John's as it was by the escalating tensions in Europe. The first rumblings of World War I were making travel dangerous. By 1924, the sisters had outgrown their home in Collegeville and felt the need for a place exclusively their own. It was decided that a centrally located area in the Midwest would be ideal. The Reverend Joseph Studnicka of St. John's Abbey proposed his hometown of Hankinson, and the suggestion was accepted. The Franciscan Sisterhood in Hankinson is still active today. They're even on Facebook. This Dakota Datebook was written by Maria Witham. I'm Marie Offutt.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.